I'm just gonna read the prologue, which is it's just a page long. But first, I'm going to read the dedication, and I'm gonna actually add a quote. The quote got cut because I was quoting too many philosophers, so I had to cut a lot of the philosophers. But I'm gonna put the philosophy quote back in when I read out this dedication. So this book is dedicated to Jan Skorzewski, and the quote is from Montaigne, and it's from his essay of Friendship. And the quote is, "If someone should ask why I loved him, I would have to answer, because it was him, because it was me." So thank you, Jan, for being with me through every aspect of this process. It was quite a doozy. Okay, I'm going to read the prologue now. Oh, and recalling too, the book is about what it means to say I love you. And then it becomes something else entirely. But that was the initial question that I had. What does it mean to say I love you? So here's the prologue. I'm going to have a sip of scotch first. And thanks, everyone, for listening this far along. Oy vey. Okay. Ariadne sits cross-legged on the grass. A broad-rimmed sun hat shades her face. The book is open on her lap. She's placed her phone on her thigh, just in case. The consciousness present to the totality of the operation. She shuts out the sounds of the park, the farmers and shoppers, the wholesome singer-songwriter with her guitar, the children shrieking, running, eating drippingly sticky sweet cinnamon buns the size of their heads. Ariadne has bought a quart of cherries. She eats them two at a time. Three. And of the absolutely meaningful speech, she eats without tasting, just chewing. Her jaw gets tight when she gets anxious. Biting then feels like a compulsion, a relief, as long as she doesn't stop. Her teeth manage to avoid the pits, which she takes from her mouth. The flesh isn't fully scraped off. Vouloir dire. She turns the page of the book by Jacques Derrida. Her fingers, wet with the black-tinged red of the cherries, stain the paper in the margin. The blot of color marks the book with her presence. A date, a place, a moment. Her body on the grass, in the sadness and wanting, master of itself. Wanting to understand these words. Wanting to understand, I love you. Thank you.